You may have heard the saying, bless and release. Today, we're going to talk about the difficulty in relationships when you are treated poorly repeatedly and what you can do to create a peaceful distance for you to have functional relationships.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. I think sometimes these topics can be difficult to talk about because no one becomes friends with someone to unfriend somebody. Nobody gets married to get divorced. Nobody, joins a partnership to have it crumble. But we know so many things are out of our control, and the number one thing is other people's behavior. And if you can accept that from the very beginning, then you can start to put yourself in a position to protect yourself with boundaries. And the saying is bless and release. Like, when something is not working out with somebody, it is certainly okay to recognize it for what it is and have peace with it and move forward. And some of the reasons that you might know that you need to do this is if you hold resentment towards this person, or you have unmanaged expectations that you know that they repeatedly do not fulfill. It's not that healthy mentally, emotionally, and psychologically to stay in a relationship or friendship with someone that you don't trust and that cannot meet your level or standard of your values. So whether that's authenticity or trust or honesty or integrity, you need to have those in your life, in your personal arsenal of like what you believe, so you can have a barometer to make decisions about friendships. And when you're little, it's hard to develop because you're little, right? And so sometimes we have friends because we both like My Little Ponies, right? Or we both play soccer. But as you develop your core values, you start to see people that align more to it, or perhaps there is no more alignment. And that's why I think core values are so important in relationships, is because when you surround yourself with people that are like-minded like you in terms of core values, it's a very empowering space to be, and it's very safe for you to be vulnerable and grow. And those have been some of the takeaways about blessing and releasing, is that when you're confident in your standard, you don't have to worry about if someone's not making or meeting your expectation. You know that your standard will uphold and will bring you peace without an external part of that relationship. So take this for what it's worth in blessing and releasing. I've had to learn this a lot, and it's been a peaceful lesson that I'm grateful for. Love you guys. Peace out.